Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're in chapter 16 of the book of Proverbs today, so let's press on here and see what the Lord has to tell us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless the word as it goes out today. Open the word of God to our understanding that we may understand it better. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, verse 1 in chapter 16 says, "The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." In other words, we can get our thoughts together, we can do a lot of things, but the Lord Himself will give us the right answer. You cannot get the right answer except from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. In other words, think about this. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Now, lots of people today, they don't know what sin is, even in the church. Now, this is a devastating thing that in the church of the living God today, I've had people come to me and ask me if it's okay for them to live together before they get married. And I say, absolutely not. You know, you can't do that and be right in God's sight. They don't understand what sin is. People think they can steal a little bit of money or something from their workplace or something that people have there to workplace. They can take things home with them as Christians and it's still okay because they feel like they're underpaid. But that's not true. A lot of things people will look and think they're clean or they're okay in their own eyes. But the Lord is the one that will examine your motives. And you can't do that. You have to walk holy. And the Lord clearly tells us we are not to steal. We're not to lie. We're not to cheat. We're not to commit adultery. We're not to covet. There's a whole lot of things He tells us not to do. In verse 3, the Lord says, "Commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established." In other words, if you commit your work to the Lord, your plans in life will succeed. You will have a prosperous and successful life. The Lord has made all things for Himself. Yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. Now, this is a little difficult to fathom, but this entire thing is the Lord's. The heavens and the earth are the Lord's. The Lord has made everything for His own purpose, even the wicked for punishment. Now, God has made everyone and everything, and He is in control. Nothing catches the king by surprise. The whole picture is a little bigger than I can grasp, but I'm just a human being, and I am so grateful that I have found the answer to life, and I found that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior, and that He is my God, and I know where I'm going when I leave this earth, and I know that He's guiding and directing my steps here on this earth, because the first time He spoke to me, about 27 years ago, I was awestruck to hear Him talk to me in what I call an audible voice. But in the last 27 years, He has spoken to me over 30 times like that at different times and told me certain things. And it has been awesome. Praise the Lord to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Verse 5 says, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished." You know, the Lord absolutely despises people that are full of pride. Be assured that the proud will be punished. So if you are a person that's prideful or very proud and think you're better than everybody else, you need to humble yourself before God. Because the Word of God clearly says that you will be punished by the Lord. So, if you don't want to be punished by the Lord, you need to humble yourself before Him and mankind. Verse 6 says, "By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil." In other words, unfailing love and faithfulness cover sin. Evil is avoided by fear of the Lord. I'm telling you, when you get to the point where you realize that if you get into evil, the Lord will turn those evil spirits loose on you and they will torment you. I'm telling you, because of fear of God, you will not walk out there in the devil's world. Because the devil's world, living in the devil's world, is stealing, killing, and destroying. And I don't like any of those, so I don't want to live there. I want to walk holy and in obedience to God's word, so I don't have to suffer those things. Verse 7 says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now, that's where I want to live. When our ways of the people, when we please the Lord. Well, somebody says, how in the world? It's impossible to please God. No, it's not. Get in his word. Walk holy before him. Read his word. Study it. Go to church. Worship and praise him. Make Jesus Christ Lord of your life, and then walk in obedience to his commandments. And if you will do that, when you do that, the Lord himself will make even your enemies live at peace with you. Now, that is a wonderful thing to learn, that even your enemies will be at peace with you. They won't do any damage to you. You don't have to worry about your enemy. Who is your enemy? The devil and his demons. That's who the enemy is. The enemy is that's against you is the devil. But if you will please the Lord will make even your enemies, which are Satan and his demons, live at peace with you. He will not allow them to attack you. He will keep you free of all sickness and disease. Praise God. Now then, verse 8 says, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. In other words, it's really much better to be poor and godly than rich and dishonest. In other words, if you are poor and you're godly, then you're much better off than the man that's rich and is not a godly person. Because that person that is rich, that's not godly, he will suffer things, many things in life that you won't ever have to go through. Now, it's nice to have money and be godly. And you can have it like that if you'll be obedient and serve God and do what he says. But whatever, don't be a person that's going out and trying to get a lot of money by dealing drugs or something like this. Because if you are, that's not godly. And I guarantee you will be punished. The Lord will see to it. Verse 9 says, a man's heart devises his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. In other words, you can make any kind of plans that you want to make, but the Lord will determine the outcome. He will determine how it works. He will determine those steps. So you can make all kinds of plans in life, and if you're not willing to serve the Lord, those plans will come to nothing. It is so amazing. All these instructions are right here in the book of Proverbs. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresses not in judgment. When the king speaks with divine wisdom, he must never judge unfairly. Now, today we have a lot of people in the world, in the court system, in the judicial system, that is not judging properly, because we have people that are controlled by the enemy. But we do have some good ones out there too. But if you have a king or a person that's over all that speaks with divine wisdom, which can only come from God, then that person must never judge unfairly in any situation. A just weight and balance are the Lord's, and all the weights of the bag are his work. Now then, if the Lord demands fairness in every business deal, then he sets the standards. Where do you learn that standard? What is the standard? It's the Word of God. People that read and study God's Word, that's where they get their standard. They learn how they're supposed to live. They learn how they're supposed to treat other people. They learn how they're supposed to walk. And it's all set right here, and it's all from God. God is the Creator. He gave us the owner's manual. We call the Word of God. And he told us what to do. He told us the consequences of doing it and the consequences of not doing it. And there is some serious consequences if you don't obey, And there's some serious rewards, I guess I should say, if you do. And I'm telling you, walking with God and obeying His Word is much, much, much better. I've tried it, and praise God, it works. Now, in verse 12, he says, "It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the tongue is established by righteousness." In other words, a king despises wrongdoing, for his rule depends on his justice. He must, the king is pleased with righteous lips. He loves those who speak honestly. And you might say the anger of the king is a deadly treat. The wise do what they can to appease it. Now, that when the king smiles, there is life. His favor refreshes like a gentle rain. How much better to get wisdom than gold, and understanding than silver? Now then, a lot of people don't understand that, but it is much better to have wisdom than to have gold and money. If you have wisdom, you can get the gold and the money. If you've got some gold or some money and you don't have wisdom, you will soon be separated from your money. The path of the upright leads away from evil. Whoever follows that path is safe. Now then, think about that. The path of the upright or the just leads away from evil. If you walk in obedience to God's word, you will walk a pathway that's straight, and it will lead away from evil. But whoever follows that crooked path will go to the pit of hell. In other words, also he says, pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before a fall. It is far better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. Those who listen to instructions will prosper. Those who trust the Lord will be happy. The wise are known for their understanding, and instruction is appreciated if it's well presented. Discretion is a life-giving fountain to those who possess it, but discipline is wasted on fools. There's no use trying to discipline a fool because he will not listen to it. From a wise mind comes wise speech. The words of the wise are persuasive. Kind words are like honey sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. There is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. Now, sometimes you will think you're going the right way, but you'll be going the wrong way. Many a person that I know today thinks they're going the right way, and they're doing it without Jesus, and it's leading to hell. Don't make that wrong decision. Find us on the web, www.tlsm.org, and order all the free audio and video tapes you want. We'll be happy to send them to you. And remember, Jesus Christ is the only way. Praise the King.